we have a song. He didn't say him and me had a song. He said we had a song. Yeah, that's what he said. Okay. I am tickled plum pink, and that's pretty tickled. I am. And it is wonderful to see younger people, and he is younger. They are younger. That's just how it is. But I'm so glad to see younger people love the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, that does something to my heart. It really does. I am so glad that the one they sang about is soon coming again. I really believe that. Tonight, I want to focus on a passage of Scripture, and I know what I think, but I want to know what you think. I'm so glad that the one who died for us is soon coming again. And he's coming again just for us. He is. And it's going to be so exciting to see him in all of his glory, to see him as he really is. And tonight, I want to speak of one of my most favoritest verses or texts of Scripture. And I've got a bunch of them, but this is one that I often look to. And so, I'm asking you a question. I know that he is coming again. But I want to read this, and I want to find out what you think about it. And I ask you a question. In the text that we're fixing to read, there are seven feasts. There are seven. And we all know that Jesus Christ is he is a Jew. He is of Israel. He came unto his own, but his own received him. Now, aren't you glad that God so worked in your heart that you receive the Lord Jesus Christ? And so the word that we're going to look at is found in the book of Leviticus. By the way, the Hebrew word for Leviticus is Vayikra. I didn't say Viagra. Vayikra. The English word Leviticus comes from the old Latin word. Oh, listen. God called. And we see the book of Genesis. We see how that God did everything, and God made ready. And then we see in the book of Exodus how God called his people out of bondage in Egypt. We too were in bondage, not in Egypt, but we were in bondage of sin. Sin is a cruel taskmaster. Sin is not satisfied until the soul is cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. Okay. And so this morning, if you remember, the land that God was going to deliver him, to take his people to, the land of Canaan, was a land of former rains and a land of latter rains. Former and latter. Okay? Now then, and so God, in our text, is speaking to Israel. He's speaking to his people through Moses. Okay. And the Lord, I'm in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them concerning the feast of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be in holy convocation, even these are my feasts. Now, God is speaking. These are my feasts. These belong to me. Well, as you are aware of, I enjoy word studies. I want to know exactly what they're talking about. And the word feast is a Hebrew word which means appointed times. These are my appointed times. Okay? And the word convocation is a word that means reading. And in my mind, I have the word rehearsal. Okay? These are my appointed times that I've given you that you may rehearse something. What's he saying? Okay? And then in verse 4, notice, these are the feasts. These are the appointed times of the Lord, even holy convocations, which ye shall proclaim in their season. And he goes on to give us the seven feasts. Okay. In verse 5, we see, in the 14th day of the first month at even is the Lord's Passover. Now, we know that John the Baptist, when he showed his disciples, there he is the Lamb of God. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God. Jesus Christ was crucified, as it were, on the feast of Passover. He is our Passover Lamb. And did not God say, when I see the blood, I will pass over? And indeed, because you and I as believers are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, you and I will never ever see judgment. That, to me, is good news. And then in verse 6, we see the feast of unleavened bread. And on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread unto the Lord. 7 days ye must eat unleavened bread. Okay? And then we see in verse 11. Notice verse 11. We see where it says here, the wave offering, is it not the first fruits? Okay. And he said, and I'm in verse 11, chapter 23, and he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted for you on the morrow after the Sabbath. The priest shall wave it. Aren't you glad that when Jesus Christ said, Tetelestai, it is finished, and then he gave up the ghost and he died, and he did so with a loud voice, and I am convinced that when he said, it is finished, that he meant a whole lot more than you and I could ever imagine. It is finished. But now look at verse number 16. Even unto the morrow after the seventh Sabbath. Now, what is seven? The seventh Sabbath. Seven times seven is what? 49. The day after, 50th day. Okay. What is the 50th day in Greek? Is it not Pentecostus? Yeah. The day of Pentecost. Okay. Even unto the morrow after the seventh Sabbath shall you number 50 days, and he shall stand up, offer a new meat offering unto the Lord. Okay? Now, here is my question. Jesus Christ is a Jew. Jesus Christ is of Israel, is he not? I understand that he's God. I know that he is Savior. But he is an Israelite. He is a Jew. Okay? Now, having said that, these first four feasts, they have been completed. I mean, he's the Passover Lamb. I have read that he was buried on the day of unleavened bread. Okay. He is also the first fruits from the dead, is he not? Did not Paul talk about that in 1 Corinthians? Christ is the first fruits, then those who are his at his coming, they shall be raised after their own order. Okay. So, my question is, if the first four feasts have been completed, and they have been, we can't argue with that. Did he not send his Spirit on the day of Pentecost to the church? Yes. That just didn't happen. No. In the book of Acts, he was here 40 days after his resurrection telling all. Some 500 saw him. And he was telling them of the kingdom of God. And he told them, tarry you in Jerusalem until they were there 10 days. And on the 50th day, on the day of Pentecost, stood Peter preaching. And the Holy Spirit of God came down upon the church to empower the church. Okay. Now, again, I say, if the first four of the seven feasts have been completed, and I'm convinced they have been, Christ died, Christ was buried, Christ rose, the Spirit of God came. If the first four have been completed, will not the last three, and four and three equals how many? Seven. Now, I'm not real smart. And after I counted all my fingers, which is 10, I know I've got to take off my shoes and count my toes, so I'm good for at least 20. But I tell you what, if God fulfilled the first four, if the Scripture tells us these are my feasts, then will He not fulfill the last three? Like he did the first four? I think so. I think he will. Now, what is the next one? Well, the next feast is found in verse 24. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, former rains and latter rains. There was a time in the first 4 months when the first four feasts, when they took place, they have been fulfilled. And then in the summer months, it's as though nothing is happening. In the fifth month, in the sixth month, nothing appeared to be happening. But in the seventh month, oh, hang on, because it all happened in the seventh month. Okay? Speaking to the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, ye shall have a Sabbath, a memorial of the blowing of trumpets and holy convocation. And did not God the Father, did not everything revolve, if I can use that word, did it not revolve around our mediator, the person of Jesus Christ? Oh, yes. God began to tell Israel more and more and more about Jesus Christ. These are my appointed times, that you might read, that you might rehearse. Israel, listen, Messiah is coming. Oh, He's coming. And the very next feast that is on God's agenda, on God's program, if you will, is the Feast of Trumpets. Trumpets! Does this not ring a bell? Yeah. The rapture of the saints. And I am convinced, this is what I believe. I'm like Lucian, Brother Lucian. I mean, I might be wrong. I may misunderstand. But this is what I believe. I have found no commentators to agree with me, but this is what I believe. So I'm asking you, help. I need all the help I can get. I really do. But Paul the Apostle, in 1 Thessalonians in chapter 4 and in verse 13 through verse 18, did he not speak of the trumpets? Are you and I not listening for the trumpets? I am. And the trumpet that was blown was a shofar, made out of a ram's horn. Shofar. And Paul said, when you hear the trumpets, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive at that time, we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. I am convinced that on the rapture of the saints, on that day, I am convinced that it shall be on the day of, on the Feast of Trumpets. When in the world is the Feast of Trumpets? It's a Jewish holiday. Well, that day is our, in English, in America, in English, is September, October. I understand that Christ could come at any time. I understand that you and I are waiting on the imminent return of Jesus Christ. I believe that. I believe this too. I don't understand a lot of things, but I do believe that God will fulfill the last three just like He did the first four of the feast. And then we see in verse 27, we see the sixth feast. These are My feast. These are My appointed times. These are My holy convocations. These are for My readings. These are Mine. By the way, in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, in the last part of that verse, we see the word reading. That word reading is the Hebrew word, the same word, holy convocations. Nehemiah read to them the Word of God. I don't understand a lot of things, but oh, I believe it's true. I do. And what did Jesus Christ say about God? With God, all things are possible. I have a problem. There are some things I don't understand. God is not like that. God knows. God knows. I may be wrong. Others may be wrong. God is never, ever wrong about anything. And then we see, verse 27, okay. And also on the 10th day of this 7th month, there shall be a day of atonement. The day of atonement. What comes to mind when you think about the day of atonement? Don't forget that the tabernacle in the wilderness was in the center, and on all four sides you had encamped the tribes of Israel. And Judah was by the entranceway, the doorway. And on the Day of Atonement, the high priest would take the blood and he would go to the brass laver and he would wash his hands and his feet. And when he had done so, he would go into the Holy of Holies. He would go through the great veil one time a year. And he would pour the blood upon the mercy seat. Day of Atonement. These are My feasts, saith the Lord. These are My appointed times to be rehearsed. Israel, I want you to do these in their season. I want you to do them and do them right because they belong to Me. I've got something I want to tell you. I've got something I want to show you. Israel, are you listening? You see, God was nothing more than getting Israel ready for the coming of Messiah. And I am convinced that God will deliver a remnant of the house of Israel. That's what the Word of God says. And I am convinced that God will do it on the Day of Atonement. I didn't say the same year necessarily. I didn't say that. But it will be on the Day of Atonement. And on that day, the Day of Atonement, Jesus Christ will deliver the remnant of the house of Israel. Oh, He will. And then there's one final feast. Look at verse 34. Speak, Moses. You speak. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of the 7th month. Now let's get this straight. See, you had the first 4 months, and then the 5th month and the 6th month, nothing seemed to happen. Right now, nothing seems to be happening. I mean, so far as these feasts are concerned, I mean, things are always happening. But then, in the 7th month, in rapid succession, in the first day, in the 10th day, in the 15th day, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. It's going to happen just like that. And I know I'm so impatient, I really am. And I want things to happen last month. God is not that way. Time has no effect upon our God. He lives outside of time. I don't. Time's all that I know. It's all that you know. Time. The 15th day of the month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles. I am convinced that Jesus Christ, He was born during the Feast of Tabernacles. Well, I know the Bible says there was for no room at them in the inn. I understand that. I understand that He lay in a manger. I understand that. Oh, I've read all kinds of things. You've heard all kinds of things. But God, on the Feast of Tabernacles, God told Israel, you move out of your house. And they built themselves booths and shacks and all kinds of things. I remember once I went to Venezuela on a mission trip. And I remember being told, and I saw some of the places, I remember being told that there were people that lived way out in the jungle, and they built houses out of cardboard, out of old signs, out of old anything they could find. They built houses. I saw some of those houses. And then, as they got closer and closer to Venezuela, they began to step up, as it were. But these people, they were told on the day of on the Feast of Tabernacles, dwell in booths, in tents, whatever, move outside and remember what God has done for you. What had God done for Israel? He had delivered them out of bondage in Egypt. He has saved you. He has saved me. Turn to John chapter 7, verse 37. one page too far. Now I want you to listen what John recorded. In the last day, that great day of the feast, and I'm convinced it's the Feast of Tabernacles, Jesus stood and he cried, saying, "If any man thirst, if any person thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified." He had not yet been crucified. It's believed that Jesus Christ said this on the eighth day of the feast. I have read where this is the eternal day. I don't know. I've read that. Mm-hmm. Oh, listen. Jesus Christ, there's coming a time when after the kingdom, the eternal day will take place. That's what I believe. Folks, the issue is, if the first four of the feast have been completed, and they have, will not the last three be completed? Will they not be fulfilled? I think so. I think they will. We all know that these things are going to happen. There is a rapture of the saints of God. We know that God will deliver. He will save a remnant of the house of Israel. We all know that the Lord's church is the bride of Christ. And according to Isaiah, Israel is the Father's bride. Oh, listen. The first four have been fulfilled. They really have. Will not the last three be fulfilled? Yes. And not only will God save a remnant of the house of Israel, but you and I will live. And the best I can do is we will live forever and forever. There'll be no more time. We will be like God in the sense that we will live outside of time. Time will cease. I don't know. I've never experienced that. I don't understand a lot of things. But I do know this. Jesus Christ is soon coming for His people. That I do know. Let's go to our Lord. Well, why don't you stand? Let's go to our Lord in prayer. And then you folks will be dismissed and you can go home. Father, oh Father, Father, you are so wonderful. Father, you really are. And Father, oh, you know our hearts. You know our thoughts from afar off. Father, you know our thoughts even before We know our thoughts. There's nothing you don't know. Father, you know exactly when Jesus Christ is coming. Father, I don't know. I do know He's coming. We all know that. Father, oh God, all you've given us is your word. And Father, we do as best we can to understand your word. Father, comfort us as your children. Father, thank you for being so faithful. Father, all this coming week and all of our experiences, Father, that we might be focused upon Jesus the Christ. Father, we know soon we shall see Him as He really is. Father, thank you. Father, we have something to think about. Cause us, O God, to think upon these things. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. And you are dismissed. Thank you.